Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for listening, for all you listen to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So we are grateful for another blessed day. And wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for this blessed day you have given in Jesus' name. We thank you for keeping us and watching over us as you have done. And dear Lord, I pray that you will bless on this broadcast. Bless me to deliver your word, to give the word to those who are listening. And Father, I pray that your spirit will be with us as we take this journey once again into your word. So Lord God, I thank you and I give you praise and glory and honor and magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for what he's doing and what he's going to do this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to... Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to speak today. The title of this message is America Has Become a Besieged City. I want to start from the book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament. I want to read Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. That is Jeremiah chapter 1. Verse 1 through 3. If you have your Bibles with you, I ask that you would turn to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Glory to God. Now, before I go into this lesson or this message, it's a couple of things I want to say up front first. Number one, there are those who I would say on the other side of this aisle concerning the vaccination or on one side of the aisle, let me put it that way, who is against the vaccines and some of them are somewhat against masks. And I want to say this to those who in that position. Listen, I have seen where there have been some who have been if I could use the word persecuting or bothering those who got the vaccines, please stop doing that. Okay, I've seen the way you do it, because what I'm about to speak on, I want to speak on the other, against the other end of the aisle, but I'm not going to defend anyone that is using the wrong spirit, because, you know, I'm for one, I'm not for the vaccine, okay? So those of you that's against the vaccine, I understand you being against it, but it doesn't make it no more right by you, you know, saying harsh words at people that have taken the vaccine, okay? So please, you know, let's cut that out. But what I'm going to speak on today, I've seen it more of those on the other side of the spectrum, especially our president, who's using these kind of pressure tactics. And claiming that there's a lot of misinformation going on, and I don't agree with it. Now, some of y'all have heard me on the broadcast kind of throw little tidbits before, and I believe that I need to speak on this thing today. Glory be to God. So, first off, I want to open up the title of this message is America Has Become as a Besieged City. She has become as unto Jerusalem. She has been taken captive. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, the word of God says, the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priest that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Now, I read that because we want to notice that the word of the Lord still came, still was active even when Jerusalem was in captivity, okay, or Judah was in captivity. Hallelujah. Now, we must understand that there's a word still coming to America today. America is in captivity. She has become like a besieged city. Okay? She has been, quote, become as one being taken by her enemies. Now, you said, well, what do you mean? Well, the first one I want to mention, and this is in, I think, this 2 Timothy chapter 1. I ask that you all bear with me now. Glory be to God. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Now, the word of God says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of the sound mind. I'm saying this in connection to dealing with the virus. And we know that a greater than the virus, the corona, has arisen, called the Delta variant. And God had been giving us, and I don't know, for you, those of you guys who have been listening to us on the broadcast even last year, God had been giving us to give to y'all and moved us to give to y'all that, hey, there was a worse than the corona that was on the way. And you have seen that it's happened. Not that we're trying to get glory for ourselves, but that God was warning people. Because you got to understand, America, that we have been in a sinful and abominable state. And we even had the audacity to think that we're still going to get the good being in the state that we are. And God had been sending his servants, his prophets, his people throughout this land alone with words of warning. And what has America do? She have either abused his people with the words of her mouth, mocked them. And so God said, okay, if that's how you want to treat it, watch what happens. And so we see the corona hit, which we saw that the corona, let me tell you something, it shook America. 2020, America was shook up. It shook America up. It exposed the churches, you name it. I mean, it's like a whole big change around in this nation in a matter of months, okay? I do mean a matter of months. One of the quickest, as people use the term, game changer or shape shifter that I've seen, probably that I can think of, the nation as a whole that I can think of that I've ever seen, okay? Corona, the corona, when it hit and what it done, hey, it shook America. America, corona was like had a big hand and had a grip on America, and she couldn't shake loose. You know, when you was growing up and you was wrestling with your friends, you know, to you guys that's listening, remember you had that one friend that was real strong? You just call him country strong, and when he got a grip on you, it's like you couldn't get loose. Well, that's what happened with America. When the corona hit and really made her peak, it had such a grip on America that America couldn't shake it, didn't know what to do, okay? And one of the enemies of America that has captivated her, where she's gone into captivity, is fear. And the Bible said God has not given us spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. So if God hasn't given to us, then that means we come from the other fellow. Now, I'm going to say something that we have said before in the broadcast, and I'm going to say it again. And I'm mind saying it because I want y'all to ask the Lord Jesus about it. Now, you can or you can't. That's up to you. But this coronavirus, number one, man created it. Hear my words. Like my brother Lee said, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt, okay? Man created it. Satan influenced man to create it, but God permitted it to be. I'm going to say that one more time, and I'm going to go on. This corona, this virus, man created it. Satan influenced him, but God permitted it. Amen. Now, the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear. Amen. So that means he had to come from the other fellow, who is what? Satan. And see, Satan has been at work to instill fear into man about this coronavirus and this Delta virus, and it has worked. In fact, in the word of the Lord that Jesus sent through his angelic messenger, the resurrected John the Baptist, he says Satan is at work to instill what? To doubt and fears in the heart of man. And concerning this coronavirus and this Delta virus, it has worked. Amen. It is such a fear. People are afraid to go anywhere. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. The last big event that I saw such fear grip the nation was during 9/11. Every one of you remember that? Remember during that time, you couldn't even leave a brown bag in the middle of an airport. You had everybody messed up. Especially they didn't know where the brown bag come from. If you wanted to scare people real bad during that time, shake them up real bad from what happened in 9/11, take an empty bag and put it in the middle of the airport, see what happens. Or listen, take a bag and go out there to Washington, D.C. and put it on the lawn. I'm being straight up honest with you. Fear had gripped the nation of America so bad, okay, that around the nation, anything that was left was unattended to, looked like a bag or whatever, people, they was afraid. They automatically thought what? The worst. It's a bomb. Because the people that drove those planes into the Twin Towers, they was up people who didn't mind strapping bombs to themselves and blowing you and 30 or 50 more people up along with themselves. They didn't mind that. Because why? America faced a type of enemy that they have never faced before. Because why? It was always reported on the news, suicide bombers in other countries blew up 50, blew up 100. But when you had them to come on this soil and do what they did, America was shook up. Why? Because America was in such pride, she thought nobody would have the audacity to come and attack us on our soil. Amen. But she got shook up. Well, guess what? She is shaking up again. This coronavirus. Think about it, people. When this coronavirus was first being reported, like over there in another country in China, you heard of the many people that were dying over there. What happened over here? Well, we was reporting it, but we really didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. Let's be honest. Long as we hearing about another country, hey, we that's sad, but boom, we didn't pay no attention. Then remember when it hit over here, I think it was one of the first places it hit him here was a Washington. When it hit over here in America, what was that? 7 or 9 people had died. And I guess we started going, oh, okay. But then when it hit big in New York, wow. And then all these other cities started reporting it. Then guess what? Now our eyes has bucked. We starting to be shaken up. And then it was getting people. Not only was it the corona getting people, but it got to a point that it was killing at such a fast rate, America didn't know what to do. America was shook up. I mean, America, they were like, we don't know what to do. The government is pulling their hair out. We don't know what to do. And they kept getting report after report. And it wasn't like one or two people dying. I mean, you looking like what? Ooh, a bunch of folks dying at an alarming rate. So now, the coronavirus and the Delta virus, by them hitting here,
the door, open door of fear. Fear is hidden. Like I said, people are afraid to even go anywhere. Okay. Let me read a report to you right quick. For example, people had even started getting what they term, and I've never heard this term before. Now, if it exists, I've never heard it before. This is the first time I heard of it. But people started getting to a point where they was getting a term of a disorder called coronaphobia, okay? How many of y'all have heard of coronaphobia? And I'm going to be honest with you. Today when I was going to do this, is the first time I ever heard of that. Now, if that term exists 2, 3 years, 5 years ago, this is the first time I heard about it. But in the research that I looked up, what is called, what is coronaphobia? Serious coronavirus anxiety that came out February the 22nd this year, 2021. Get this. The idea that coronaphobia could be a disorder surfaced in a study published in the Asian Journal of Psychiatry in December 2020. Researchers identified three components of this kind of anxiety: constant worry, causing symptoms like palpitations, change in appetite, and dizziness; preoccupation with worries and fears, and avoidant behaviors, all directly related to getting or spreading COVID. This is where this come about. And this is a happening, people. Okay? Since this coronavirus hit, people have been in the worry pool. They've been in the fear pool. I mean, fear to go out. Listen, fear to touch anything. Amen. People, come on now. Let's open our eyes. Let's in ears. Let's be real about this. Okay? Some of you that's listening, you might be in the same condition. You're afraid to almost touch anything now. You're afraid to go anywhere. And glory to God. And this even hit on the economic scene with America. Why? Business had to close down. They wasn't getting people. What that translate? Loss of money. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, it says people with coronaphobia, people with coronaphobia, might avoid attending any public gathering, touching any surface, or going into enclosed spaces with other people, even if it's demonstrated to be low risk, such as an outdoor public gathering or going to the doctor's office. Now, do you hear that? And I know what I'm reading, most of y'all that are hearing it know that's true. Some of you that may be listening is in that same condition, okay? You've gotten to a point, any public gathering, or touching any surface or going in any enclosed places with other people, you're panicking. The first thing coming out your mouth, oh, I better watch it. I better not go there. See, that's fear. The spirit of fear has gripped us. You cannot live a peaceful life like that. You understand what I'm saying? You can't do that. Okay? It's even to the point where they wouldn't even go into enclosed places with other people, even if it was low risk. And they gave an example, such as an outdoor public gathering or going to the doctor's office. You got people, they're afraid to even go to the doctor's office. Staying enclosed, okay? Because why? One of the things you got to understand is the information that was given last year. It got to a point of view, when what they were reporting, you enclosed anywhere, you're going to get it. Amen. Come on, let's be real about it, people. And then this information, the way it's coming, people receiving so that it opened up a door for fear, okay? Get this, it also said they may also show repetitive behaviors around cleanliness and hand washing. Get this, one person with coronaphobia, like this is what they reported on, one person with coronaphobia was cleaning her face mask 3 times a day with methanol, according to a study published in European Journal of Neurology in February this year. Another research, glory be to God, hallelujah. This before I go to other research, this woman was cleaning her face mask 3 times a day with methanol. Glory to God. So you know what kind of dangerous things she was doing. But why? She was so afraid. Because, listen, understand this. Remember last year when the coronavirus hit, what all you saw in the news? They got to the point telling you how much germs you leave touching your computer. Did you remember seeing that? It got to a point that they were talking about one time getting rid of the dollar bill and just using digital stuff and technology. Because what? People were scared to touch even the paper dollar bill. It had gotten bad. I hope y'all see what I'm talking about here. It had gotten bad. The spirit of fear has gripped the nation to a point where we are afraid to touch anything. And now that these, quote, numbers have started to surge back up, for example, my job, man, we spraying down stuff, and there are certain things that, for example, certain machines we use that you ride, like forklifts and silos and stuff like that, they want us to spray it down every time we ride on it. They want us to wear gloves at the clocking station where you use where you type in your number stuff. We got to wear gloves. They want us to use gloves every time. People, that's not peace. That's not peace. When any of us is living in fear, amen, you're not in peace. Now, I might continue with a part two of this today, but I'm speaking on this for a reason, okay? Even another reason. Okay, I want to give you what another research I looked up. This research was filed May the 1st, 2020. And in this research, this survey suggests 16% of Americans are not sure they will ever be comfortable going out in public again, even after the COVID-19 panic subsides. That's what kind of effect, okay, that and the fear that has gripped people. Now they so, I'm telling you, people are so afraid to touch anything. They're telling you now that, you know, keep telling you, don't touch your face. Don't touch your mouth with your own hands. Come on, people. Glory to God. Look what has happened to this nation. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, Holoboshata. I want to mention the second thing here. Galatians chapter 5. Holoboshata. Galatians chapter 5. And I'm going to be honest with you. This is really the bulk of why I'm doing this broadcast today and talking to you about how America has become a seed city. Now, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, it says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred. Now, let me start right there. Hatred is the other thing. The works of the flesh, being an enemy of the nation, that has caught it. Hatred. Now, you say, why is it hatred? Because, and like I say, now I'm going to tell you the bulk of why I'm doing this today. There have been a message sent out that is sparking a rage of hatred and anger in people that has the vaccine versus people that hasn't had it. Now you say, well, wait a minute, didn't you just start the broadcast talking to the people that didn't have it, the stuff they doing? Yes, I did. Two wrongs don't make a right. Why is I speaking on this part? Because this part is being way more advertised. Listen, people, and I'm going to give you a research right quick. I remember, now I went on vacation, a week vacation. This has been 2 or 3 weeks ago. Every day, they was giving reports geared toward the people that's suffering that didn't get the vaccine. And then on top of that, our president, Joe Biden, who's pushing this thing, okay, he gets in on the bandwagon doing this. Now, I want to read something that he said here, and this is titled, Biden Accuses Social Media Platform of Killing People. This was published July the 17th of this year, okay? And I want to read to you something that it was reported that Joe Biden had said, okay? And this is what it said. It said President Biden leveled an extraordinary charge against Facebook and other social media platforms on Friday, claiming they are killing people by allowing coronavirus misinformation to spread. Now, he said coronavirus misinformation. Hold on for a minute there. I'll come back to saying something on that. He said the accusation comes as health officials are voicing concern over rising cases of the virus and stalling vaccination rates. Okay, it says they're killing people. I mean it. This is what Joe Biden said. They're killing people. I mean it. Really, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated, and they're killing people. So he said the only pandemic is among the unvaccinated, Mr. Biden told reporters, echoing comments made by the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, earlier on Friday. During a briefing by the White House coronavirus response team, Walensky reported 36% increase in hospitalizations and 26% increase in deaths due to COVID-19 in the past week, okay? We are seeing outbreaks of cases in parts of the country that have low vaccinated coverage because unvaccinated people are at risk. Wait a minute. So only the unvaccinated are at risk. So what you're saying, because you got the vaccine, you're not at risk. That means you can't catch it. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but when they first came out with this vaccine, they told you that it could not protect you 100%, right? It cannot keep you from getting COVID. They claim it just what? Slow it down. So how is it that the unvaccinated is the only ones at risk? Somebody help me. And it said, and communities that are fully vaccinated are generally faring well. When Walensky said, our biggest concern is that we are going to continue to see preventable cases, hospitalization, and sadly deaths among who? The unvaccinated. Let me tell y'all something. They're not reporting the whole thing. Now, Joe Biden is claiming misinformation. You think they giving you the whole information about even some of those who vaccinated and have died? No. Why? Because this whole thing agenda is to push you get the vaccine. People, I'm here to tell you something. I love you with the love of God. You can accept it or reject it. You can ask God or not. But I'm here to tell you. You may think that they're pushing because they're concerned about your health to get this vaccine. That ain't all what it's about. I'm telling you, there's money involved in this thing. You think these pharmaceutical companies ain't making a bunch of money? They sure is. And you keep pushing it and pushing this vaccine, okay? And some of the people that you won't report on who have taken the vaccine have died from it. People reported with inflamed, what, hearts and kidneys went ahead and shut down and stuff like that. But you don't want to talk about that. You're laboring out the unvaccinated. Now, this is why I told you I'm giving the buck of this broadcast. Because the vaccinated people have been studied being fed, like you're going to get affected because of the unvaccinated. And what has it done? It has built up anger in people who have had the shot against people that hasn't. I mean, hostility, anger. It's building up a hatred. One guy, I think it was last week, and I forgot what it was titled, but I know that it was a guy or some people who have been vaccinated wrote some letter or some sign and to the people that hadn't got the shot and said, you're killing us. Well, where did he get that from? From the information he being fed. Amen. Hallelujah. That's where he getting it from. And it is stirring up hatred in people, okay? Hallelujah. Amen. It's stirring up hatred in those who are vaccinated versus those who haven't been vaccinated, okay? You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. And they're feeding the vaccinated people this information. And they are developing hatred towards those who haven't got the vaccine. Because why? They're telling the vaccinated, the unvaccinated, they're going to spread it. Look at that, people. See, you know, you're so busy pushing the vaccine that you ain't looking at what you causing. You causing people to be in anger, okay? and in the hatred towards those who haven't gotten the vaccine. Yes, you are. Mr. President, open your eyes and see. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Obashata. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Open your eyes, Mr. President. You know, you talk about peace and unity. Look what's happening. And like I said, that week I was on vacation, every single day, they was constantly showing, oh, so-and-so didn't get the shot. Oh, they wish they had. They kept putting that report of people dying, people who got the shot late, of people, the spouse got it, but the other spouse didn't get it and died. You constantly was pushing this thing, okay? Amen. And you making the people that haven't got the shot look like they're evil. Mr. President, and those of you that's joining with it, that's the kind of picture you're painting, okay? That's what you're painting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's amazing how that for years, scientists and doctors have been doing research on getting a cure for cancer and other diseases. Still ain't came up with none yet, but in this quick amount of time, you come up with a vaccine for a virus that fast. Well, how come you couldn't come up for nothing that fast for cancer? How come you couldn't come up that nothing that fast for AIDS? How is it that you able to come up with something that fast? And now, many of you have put so much of your faith in it that you got the vaccinated believing that they're 100% protective, even though you're doing at times going on and say, hey, you're not 100%. But see, you have pushed this thing so that you have caused those that got the shot thinking they're 100% protective, and you making them look at the ones unvaccinated and say, if I do get it, it's going to be because of you. Well, guess what? Even if you are vaccinated, you still can get it, and guess what you can do? You can spread it to somebody that ain't got the vaccine. But see, that is not being reported on the news. That's not being talked about, okay? Because we want to push this thing on you to get the shot. And it ain't just about concern about your health. It's also a money-making thing, okay? Listen, your insurances is covering this thing for now. How long do you think they're going to continue to cover it? Because remember, once again, and like I said, I might have to do a part two on this because I wanted to read another research to you, okay? But how long you think that's going to continue to be? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. People, hallelujah. Prayer is needed. But I'm speaking on this today, glory to God, because I have been seeing for a little bit how this thing is going, where it's going, and you see where it's leading, okay? You see where it's leading to, okay? And it's leading to people that got the shot, they're developing such a hatred. They're developing as hatred and anger. Everything now concerning in connection with this spread of this virus, who's being blamed? The unvaccinated. You hear what I'm saying? The unvaccinated. Hallelujah. And that ain't right. That is not right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Shanda glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And I you know, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it really, you know, grieves, you know, it brings a disturbance to me. It does. Hallelujah. It brings a disturbance to me, okay? Because, hallelujah. Because I'm seeing how this thing and what they're doing, okay?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And I see the anger, you know, that it has caused. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In fact, I'm going to read another research. Now, this one I read to you about what Biden was saying was done July the 17th of this year. Now, here's one from July the 16th of this year, and it is titled, U.S. COVID deaths are rising again. Experts call it a pandemic of the unvaccinated. You hear that? See, the vaccinated, according to them, they scot-free, okay? Scot-free. Hallelujah. It's just scot-free, okay? Hallelujah. It says the death rate from COVID-19 in the U.S. is rising steadily for the first time in months as the nation grapples with a renewed burst of cases in what's become a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Ooh, gave it a title, okay? The head of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday, the seven-day average of new cases has increased by nearly 70% to almost 30,000 per day. Hospitalizations are up 36%, and deaths from the virus have been risen steadily in recent days, reversing a month-long downward trend that began in mid-January. Now, there is a clear message that is coming through. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director, said at a Friday briefing of the White House COVID-19 response team, our biggest concern is we are going to continue to see preventable cases, hospitalization, and sadly deaths among who? The unvaccinated. Not the vaccinated. You hear that? Not the vaccinated, okay? The unvaccinated. The unvaccinated, according to them. See, people, you got to be careful. Those of you that got the vaccine and listen to this, you got to be careful where people put you on a one-sided view. Number one, you got to ask Jesus about this. But you got to be careful where they put you. All they talk about who is the unvaccinated. If you listen to their reports and the way they're reporting things, the vaccinated people are 100% scot-free. Amen. They're out of the clear. Out of the clear. Now get this. When you first came with the vaccine, you told people, say, hey, it's not completely protect you from getting the COVID. It just slow it down if you get it. Okay, let's talk about that for a second. So if it don't completely stop me from getting the COVID, and I get the vaccine, still get the COVID, that means I can still spread it, right? Oh, but see, we're not going to talk about that. All that you want to talk about is the unvaccinated spreading or these diseases coming up through them. They're the only instruments. Like vaccinated people, it can't come up through them. Come on, people. Let's open our eyes, see what's happening here, okay? Amen. Now, I know that this vaccine is not going to 100% protect you. Amen. If it was 100% protect you, why are we going back to the mask? By them mandating the mask on the jobs now. If it was 100% protecting you, why is you concerned about it? You getting infected by someone unvaccinated? Why is you still told to stand 6 feet apart and still spray stuff down? Come on, people. Let's open our eyes. You got to see there's another agenda behind this. It ain't just about your health. Okay? It's not about that. See, God does not want you to be deceived. And see, Satan wants you to be deceived. So you that are vaccinated, you hearing all these reports on TV about how that, it's going to come up through the unvaccinated, and the vaccinated is dying, this and that. Well, see, they're not reporting the whole story. And see, Biden and other people getting up there talking about misinformation about the COVID, well, so are they giving it. They're giving misinformation. Why? Because we want to promote this vaccine, okay? But my question to you is, since you want to start mandating on the job, what if a worker, because he wants to keep his job, takes the shot and
guess what? We're not talking about too much about how some people can't. Everybody's not, body's not the same. Everybody's body can't take that. You understand what I'm saying? I've known concerning people that have taken those shots and experienced some bad sicknesses in the bed. Well, see, everybody can't go through that. So my question to you, to those of you who 100% accept all these statistics that they're giving you and this information, just like the virus is going to come up through the unvaccinated, my question is this. What if somebody owned their job and they wanted to keep their job? Now their job mandate, you've got to take this shot. And they take it, and now all of a sudden from this shot, their organs fail and they die. What do you say to them? What do you say to their family? Huh? What are you going to say? Okay? I address that to my president, too, who keeps pushing on this thing. And like, we got a pandemic amongst unvaccinated. Well, Mr. President, if someone take this shot, because now you're looking at putting stiffer penalties and all that, you try your bribing, you and the many companies try your bribing, and that ain't working. So now you're looking at coming with stiffer penalties. So because they're going to end up, many going to end up being, quote, forced, that's what quotation marks around that word, to take this vaccine. What if they take it and their body can't handle it and they die? What do you tell them and their family? Huh? But you're not talking about that on TV. You're not talking about it on TV. See, if you want to, quote, make a remark about a lot of misinformation given, then guess what? Two wrongs don't make a right. Okay? Two wrongs don't make a right. People, I'm telling you this because you need to be watchful. Okay? Because sometimes people will make you have a single eye vision on other people. You know what I'm saying? In other words, have you ever been around somebody who kept talking to you about this other person, and they talked about them and talked about so bad that you all you saw was what they was telling you about that person? I know many of you can raise your hand to it. I have been involved in it myself, okay? I mean, I've been involved with a Christian was telling me about another Christian, and I started looking at that other Christian in the words of what that Christian was telling me, and I saw that I was wrong. That's what's happening today. They're feeding the vaccinated people this information and telling them, say, hey, if you get infected, this stuff is spreading. It's going to come through the unvaccinated. But you ain't talking about what about if the vaccinated one get it. He can spread it. She can spread it to someone that ain't had the vaccine. It can kill them that way, too. You amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People, don't be deceived. Okay? Hallelujah. Don't be deceived. Now, I want us to read probably one more research, and I want to look this up right quick and read this research to you. Hallelujah. And give me a second here. And I want to, hallelujah. Give you this research here because it goes with what I'm speaking on today. But it is sad and disturbing what is happening. And as our president accused, was it Facebook and all the social media of giving misinformation? Well, guess what? Y'all giving misinformation also. Well, you're not giving the full information. Okay? You're not giving the full information. Hallelujah. You're giving part because you want to make a point to get people to take this stuff. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen. That's what you want to do. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to the living God. Lord, have mercy upon us today. Hallelujah. Have mercy upon us. Hallelujah. There's another title here, and it is titled by one named Nick Tate. This come out August the 10th of this year. So that's what, 2 days ago, two, 3 days ago. And listen to the title. As COVID resurges, vaccinated Americans rage against holdouts. Let me read that title for you again, just in case when I read it, you had the cornbread on the stove and it just hit you and you say, oh, I got to run in there and cut that thing off before it burns up. Let me read it again. The title has come out August the 10th, 2021, said, as COVID resurges, vaccinated Americans rage against holdouts or against those who hold out from taking the shot. Is that COVID-19 rates are surging again, and many Americans who've been vaccinated are turning their anger toward those who refuse to get the shot. Outrage at vaccine hesitant people. Some are even calling for mandates requiring all Americans to get inoculated, arguing the holdouts are allowing the Delta coronavirus variant to gain traction and reverse the progress the U.S. was making against the virus. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Hallelujah. Now, it says here, I am angry. I am resentful. And I think it's a fair and appropriate response, say Jonathan Hyman, a Berea, Ohio attorney who blames the unvaccinated for the backslide in pandemic progress. Did you hear that, Pete? Hold on. Did you hear that? People, do you see what's happening? Hyman has been following the difficult guidelines health experts have been urging from the beginning. He has been masking up, avoiding large gatherings, postponing travel, and he signed up to receive the vaccine as soon as it was available. Wow. We have been responsible. I did everything I was supposed to do, said Hyman, who's 48, who didn't visit his parents for 18 months to keep them safe. Yet here we are, 16, 17 months later, and it feels like we're in the exact same place we were last summer. And it's all because some people refuse to do the responsible things they were told to do. What? Did you hear that? People, did you hear it? James Simmons, okay, a retired South Florida high school finance teacher, is also angered by the vaccine holdouts, citing new spikes in COVID-19 infections, hospitalization rates, and deaths across the country, nearly all of which are among who? Unvaccinated people. Now, I notice they said nearly all of which, not it didn't say all of which, but nearly all of which are among unvaccinated people. So you ain't going to talk about people that have been vaccinated and been dying. Okay? She's going to say, I can't fathom the fact that people have seen over 600,000 Americans die from COVID, yet are resistant to a vaccine that provides direct protection. Direct protection. For themselves and others, says Simmons, who is 63, who received a shot early, okay? Now, their irresponsible decision is an affront to those of us who are vaccinated and still wear masks for the benefit of our society. People, did you hear that? Who being blamed? The unvaccinated, okay? In other words, we didn't got away from thinking about where did this virus come from, how it come up, and all that. We didn't got away from that. See, here's something about man, and you learn it from Adam in the book of Genesis. Man always had to find somebody or someone to blame, okay? Amen. And it wasn't enough to say, how did this thing come about? We need to research where it coming from. Now, when we couldn't figure that out, we said, okay, it's still doing its thing. We got to find something to point our anger to or at or someone. Oh, I know, the people that wouldn't take the shot. Amen. Hallelujah. Another one. Melissa Martin, an Atlanta resident who contracted a serious case of COVID last September, said it is perplexing and frustrating that so many Americans are refusing the vaccine. She believes the anger She believes the anger so many vaccinated people feel is tied to fear. Yeah, it's tied to fear. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. It's tied to fear. You most definitely right, miss. Okay. But yet still, if it's tied to fear, why are you putting your 100% blaming on the unvaccinated? Okay. I agree with you 100%. Yes, it is. It is tied to fear. I agree. Okay. But look who's being blamed. Okay, let's look at that. Who's being blamed? Okay. They said, oh, we look like we're at the same spot last year. Listen, first of all, this country for years, even if you go back to Obama administration, all that, have been planting seeds of evil. Okay. We have verily just told God, say, hey, we going on our own ways. We doing our own rules. Yeah, maybe at one time we was a Christian nation, but we ain't no more. We decided to be an anybody nation. Okay? Anybody, whatever. If they want to worship goats, we accept it. Okay? If we want to marry goats and have sexual relations with them, that's what we're going to do. Even though, God, you said bestiality is wrong and same-sex marriages is wrong, God, we our own people now. We don't need you no more. Okay, and we just booted God out the scene, and then we told God, say, hey, if we have any problems, we'll come up with our own answer for it. We don't need your help. So any kind of sickness or disease, we got our own answer for it. Okay, and so out of all of that, we didn't told God, we still think that we was going to come up with something to protect ourselves, because we didn't let them know we don't need him. Let me get more specific. The Lord Jesus Christ, okay? Because people popularly say God, but the Lord Jesus Christ. And we had told them, well, we don't need you no more. And so we thought, because we, quote, come up with some vaccine, that we was 100% protected. Now, this same lady, Melissa Martin, she said, I believe at the core of this anger is a fear of losing the ones we love, says Martin, 55, who have been vaccinated as has her fiance, Shane McGeehan. I was very angry last year after contracting COVID. The experience of having COVID was negative physically, emotionally, and socially. She recalls arguing with friends and relatives who downplayed how severe the virus was, and who still refused vaccination despite seeing how COVID affected her. She said, I am trying to understand why they feel the way they do, she says, but I would describe the emotions I have now towards those who do not get the vaccination as frustration, confusion, and disbelief. Do you hear that? Now, one thing I agree with her about that was wrong, but the people that she was arguing with who downplay it, listen, I take the virus seriously. My mother, she had it. She passed from it. I take the virus seriously, okay? When I tell you that I'm against the vaccine, I'm not telling you that it's a hoax. I'm not doing like what our former President Trump said and some of his team and some of them Republicans were saying. I know they didn't know what they were talking about. And through that, you can cause doors to open in your life where the stuff will hit you and you'll find out for real. So Brother Nate is not on here telling you that it's not for real. But what I'm telling you is it's something more behind this vaccine. And listen, I'm not for putting stuff back in my body to help me to come back that virus, poison back in your body, okay? And plus, too, the way you made that vaccine, listen, everybody's body not the same. See, you're not giving a thought about the people that took the vaccine and died. Oh, no, you're not talking about that. In fact, and Lord said, say, I do this part, too, and give you some statistics they gave on the people that took the vaccine and died. You will see how small of a number it is. You know what? They're not going to tell you more that have died from that. No. Why? Because the government wants you 100% dependent on them. Okay? That's why if anybody right now, to show you what I'm telling you is true, let someone come up with even come up with a herb and let the people know, hey, this herb, you take it, it will kill the COVID, you'll be delivered from it. Watch what the government do to them. Watch what the government do to them. Amen. See, it ain't all about your protection. People, don't be fooled. And I'm not trying to give you a hatred in your heart towards the government. I'm trying to give you the truth here. It ain't all about your safety. It's about the government getting glory. And see, if the government don't come up with it, hey, they shoot down what you come up with. Amen. If they don't come up, because see, this virus gripped America so bad in 2020, America's head started spinning. She didn't know what to do. She didn't know what to tell people. I mean, they were putting people in the hospitals and doctors were doing what they can and people were still dying. And the only thing the doctor can do is have a certain look on their face like, and when people look at them and say, well, doc, what do you, the doc, I didn't know what to do. This was really a disease, a virus, that the medical books fell off the shelf. The medical books really couldn't talk about nothing like this. They hadn't seen something like this in a long time. They'd be killing people in rates like that. And what happened? Most of the Americans, not looking towards Jesus from which all your help comes, the most Americans was looking at what? The government. And the government now, oh, wait a minute. If we don't come up with nothing, they won't keep praising us. Can you imagine? I can imagine the people who were putting together this vaccine. I can imagine how much pressure they was on. Lord knows I can imagine. Man, I wouldn't be surprised they was on barbiturates trying to stay woke, trying to come up with something because all the pressure, I can imagine the pressure those that came up with the vaccine was under. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He shot the bohoshe. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So I wanted to speak on that. The Lord say the same. I will come with a part two. But I wanted to speak on that because I have been seeing these reports, and it didn't set well in my spirit what was being done. You know, they even went to treating us like a game. I watched some speech President Biden did back here. I think this was, 3 months ago? Or this is the 8 months? Yeah, it had to be about 3 months ago, something like that. And he was, you know, he thought it was something where states was competing with each other for what? To see who we can get the most people vaccinated. They turned into a game. And see, we were so blinded by this virus captivating us, we didn't see enough to say, hey, wait a minute. Why y'all treating this like a game? What you mean, racing to see who could, you know, you do some stuff like you're in competition or something, okay? And the people didn't sit and say, wait a minute, why y'all making this look like a game? This ain't no game. Well, see, this is how Biden was putting it in his speech. Now, once again, this is not a go-against Biden speech. I'm just telling you what the president was saying, what he was doing. And I just sat there and I looked. I said, Lord, like, what is this man doing? It ain't all, you know, hallelujah. When you look at the flu shot, everybody didn't take the flu shot. Everybody didn't take the flu shot. Amen. They telling you about this vaccine. Oh, it's helping you to keep your immune up against. Well, see, there are other ways you could keep. There's natural ways you could keep up your immune system. But guess what? We're not putting those commercials on TV. We're not encouraging Americans these days to take your vitamin C and keep constantly. How much vitamin C? We're not coming with those commercials. We're coming with depend on the vaccine commercials. Why is it that we're not turning to these other natural commercials. Why? Because it doesn't put money in your pharmaceutical people's pocket. Okay? I'm just going to be straight out with you. It ain't gonna put. Listen, when you go to the doctor, most times the doctor write you a prescription for the pharmaceutical play. There are very few times that they're going to tell you to get something over the counter. But for the most part, they're going to say, hey, huh, take this and get this from the pharmacy. Amen. You know, it's just like, what is that? Oh, my goodness, the stuff that you could take for sinus. I forgot the name. Oh, Mucinex. Well, one time, a doctor prescribed some Mucinex to me. Now, I would know about Mucinex you get off the shelf. But this was an over-the-counter. This is from the pharmacy part. See, you understand what I'm saying? So we got to keep the connection there, if you know what I mean, okay? And you think, just think about it. These places that provide these vaccines, you don't think they saw cha-ching from this big time? Oh, big time. Why? Because this was a pandemic. This was something where people, oh, I got to have something. I got to have something. Okay? Amen. You know, it's just like, you know, when someone is on drugs and they having, you know, one of those attacks. When you can get them to do anything, I got to have a hit. Well, see, that's how America became when this coronavirus gripped her last year. Many of y'all know what I'm talking about. A lot of your jobs had to put on furlough. People were being laid off. And then when you try to file unemployment, you had the machines, the computers, the laptops crashing. Though it's not them, the system rather, crashing. You know, checks was being delayed and all this stuff. You had all that. Look, big time problem. Big time problems, people. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy upon us, Lord. And glory to God. Listen, our Lord is not going to let, I don't care who you are, get the glory over him. This is why this vaccine that they came up with, they cannot tell you. I say this again. They cannot tell you you're 100% protected. You know why? Because here, they couldn't make nothing 100% protect you. But see, we're in such a bad state, we'd rather take a piece of something than get it at home. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, in this country, when it comes to medicine in the medical field, we'd rather take treatments than get a cure. We have become a nation that's satisfied with treatments. Why? Because part of the reason is because we want to continue to do things that hurt ourselves but depend on the treatment to take care of us. You understand what I'm saying? See, like high blood pressure pill. High blood pressure pill don't cure you of high blood pressure. It's just a medicine of treatment. Well, if you're satisfied with a treatment, okay, but guess what with a treatment? A treatment is not a cure, which means what? That thing is still there. That's what it means. It's not removed. You're not totally healed. You understand what I'm saying? It's just a treatment, not a cure. And so you will find that the medical field would jump on certain people, like if an herbal nutritionist say, hey, I got this herb right here and it would cure you, oh, they in trouble. They can get their license taken, you know. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to the living God. Thank God for the precious word of the Lord. Thank God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. I'm going to encourage you all, ask God for wisdom. And I want to speak to two people first. First off, let me speak to those of you that are against the vaccine. Okay. Number one, don't take this thing lightly. Okay. I understand you being against the vaccine, but don't take this lightly. And don't, please, don't open up a door for this stuff to hit you by you going around talking about it's a host. It's not a host. It's for real. Now, once again, I told you man created it. It's for real. He created it for a reason. He was influenced by Satan, but it was for a reason. So it is for real. It ain't no hoax, okay? So let's get off of that. Number two, you got some people that got vaccinated. Hey, unvaccinated one, don't be persecuting them. them like they're doing here with us that haven't had the vaccine. Two wrongs don't make a right. The reason why I'm speaking on this more because this is advertised a whole lot more than people that's unvaccinated doing persecution. Now, I'm saying there's some doing it. That's why I'm telling you, please stop. Please stop because you're finna open up the door for this stuff to hit you. Next thing you know, you're going to be jumping on who? The vaccinated side, like I seen some of these do, and saying, oh, I should have got the vaccination. Now, I'm not trying to make fun of them. I'm just trying to let you know. Now, on the other side, to those of you that have been vaccinated, stop it. Look, listen. Don't let man put hate in your heart towards other men because that's what they're doing. Oh, yeah. You sitting there, some of you listen to me now, you sitting there, you looking at news every day, and what are they telling you about? Oh, it's coming through the unvaccinated. Oh, the unvaccinated. All you hearing is the bad about the unvaccinated. And all they doing is feeding you information that's making you more and more angry and rage. And I'm going to tell you something about rage and anger. It just don't stay within the heart. It manifests itself on the outward. So you mean you're going to find people that start getting physical. Amen. And I say this to my president and to all those in it that's feeding this information and sparking this hatred. If they start getting physical and start hurting and killing people that ain't been vaccinated, what are y'all going to say? It's very interesting to me. I would like to hear what you would have to say behind it, out of a truthful heart. My God, help us. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the word of the Lord. We thank you for your spirit. And Lord, I pray that this message that I've given will have touched the hearts of the people. Hallelujah. And that they may know that love is the thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for all those who have tuned in and listened. And Lord God, I pray in Jesus' name that you will bless and keep all. In the name of Jesus, and open all the eyes to this truth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. So I thank God for this broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget the Lord say the same tomorrow night, heart to heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. So thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah.